So if we are tolerant or gentle, then we can't be successful in the corporate world today. So how can we be spiritual in that situation? See, being spiritual essentially is being in a mood of service and contribution. That we understand that I'm a part of Krishna and I'm meant to serve Krishna. Now, how exactly I serve Krishna, that will vary. And whatever my particular role requires, I do that. If we consider the Mahabharata, Bhima was a very aggressive person, but he's also a great devotee. Yudhishthir was a very gentle and kind person. He was also a great devotee. So spirituality is not about suppressing our individuality. It is about sublimating our individuality. So some people are by nature more outgoing, more as you could say, assertive or even aggressive. And that's the way they are. There are some people, even in today's world, they are more introvert, they are more, they like a low level of stimulation, and they function well in that. And it is not that there is only one way to succeed. There are certain vocations where a particular kind of a role is ideal. But there are many other ways in which one can contribute in the world. And the important thing is, we don't stereotype spirituality. And to be spiritual, I have to be like this. The essence of spirituality is that I have a mood of service. And if for the sake of service, if we have to take initiative, if we have to promote ourselves, if we have to make our presence felt, make our voice heard, that's not against the principles of spirituality. The important thing in spirituality is that whatever we do in a mood of service. And also, tolerance is actually important in any field. Again, we have sometimes the stereotypes of what tolerance means. Tolerance is not passivity. Tolerance is the capacity to keep small things small. Now, in our office, we may have some irritating colleague. Now, if we let that person irritate us, we can't function. But if we have the capacity to tolerate, just neglect that person and do our work. And eventually, our work will speak. So, gentleness, courtesy, these are virtues that are actually universally appreciated. There are times when we have to be assertive, but if we have a core character which is made of qualities that are appreciated, then they will shine through. There is, yes, the aggressive kind, aggressive, brash, domineering kind of person might make an attractive first impression. But over a period of time, if we have to sustain somewhere, we can't just sustain on impressions. So, how good a person is to work and to work with, that is what is going to determine a person's success. So if we understand that I am going to serve Krishna, and whatever it takes to serve Krishna, I'll do. I don't restrict myself to certain stereotypes. But it's not that I let the world determine what I should be. I just function in the mode of service, bringing out my best side. And we'll find that we will be able to do what it takes. It's not that we have to be anti-spiritual to be materially successful, nor is it that we have to be how to be spiritual, we have to give up material success. It is that when we give up stereotypes about what is required for material success, and we give up stereotypes of what it means to be spiritual, and we just basically cultivate the mood of service, then dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti. Krishna will give us the intelligence of how to function in whatever role we are in. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?
We have a question over here.